70 jaar Radio Nederland Wereldomroep voor één dag terug. Zaterdag 15 april van 11 tot 6.
Exactly this day 70 years ago, the 15th of April 1947, was the start of Radio Nederland Wereldomroep. It was founded on that day, exactly. So it's 70th birthday of the Wereldomroep, as we say in Dutch. And it's 40 years ago that this OB van was, abandoned is not the right word, they placed it out of order. So that's a little bit of celebration too. And that's the reason why we organized this special day.
Because all this equipment is really old, and it's from the 50s, late 50s.
Yeah, it's built in 1958, five of them, and this is the only one that's left. The other ones are destroyed or rebuilt as camper cars. We have three Telefunke M5 magnetophones. The mixing desk is a self-built five-channel apparatus.
It was custom built by the NRU, the Dutch Radio Association.
Yeah, that's right. It's five channel custom made, just like the microphones too, custom made. They could buy Neumanns or Sennheisers at that time, but they thought at the NRU we can do it better, we can do a better job. So it's very high quality equipment.
You have to remember that in those days, in the 50s, there was no radio equipment for sale, like professional American radio equipment was very expensive and not always up to standard, I think.
That's true. There was a Siemens line of equipment, the Citro line, already there, and Telefunke had some high quality professional equipment, but it was very expensive. And the NRU had their own ideas about how to build equipment, and it had to be combined with all the studios all over Hilversum. It was one universal system that they invented. Mm-hmm. So each studio, the small ones, the big ones, were all a bit alike.
So this studio is actually mono, I guess.
It's completely mono, but it has a two-channel output. All the faders are mono. But what you can do is you can pull a connector out of the
switchboard.
So you have a musical recording and a comment. But you could cut out the comment on the other channel, so only the music recording was sent out to another station. Yeah. And the Dutch comment could be on the left channel, or channel one, red to be exactly, and you had the black output. And you could choose either one, you could cut off.
You are personally responsible for restoring this, but what shape was it in when you found it?
Well, it was clean already, but it was very, very dirty when they got the car from the Dutch Broadcast Museum. And they didn't destroy it, but they made it, it wasn't in working state. And they did it on purpose. So we had to look up at the schematics to rebuild some parts or to reconnect.
On purpose, why?
That's a good question. Mm-hmm. I have really no idea, because the car was tested in the mid-90s, because there are actually technical documents on the amplifiers who says it was tested in 1996 for the last time. So it was in working order. So they did this on purpose. That was a bit of a job to find out
what they sabotaged,
because there was a hum all over the signal, input and output. But we had the schematics, the documents, so we could locate the problem.
As it's vintage equipment, it's relatively simple, I think.
It's very basic. It's very basic. The tape line output is directly led to the fader, and then it's amplified to a group amplifier with one master fader, and that's the only thing. And only the microphone inputs are amplified with a two-tube preamplifier.
You only one microphone input or three?
We actually have five microphone inputs.
All right.
That's why the switchboard is here. You have five input channels, but you can make 13 inputs and one test connection. There's a 1000 hertz test tone on board.
But how do you mix them if you only have seven faders?
Well, you can combine everything by means of the switchboard. So there are five microphone inputs. There is a portable transmitter on board. There are of course three magnetophones and two line inputs, external line inputs, for an external mixer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
or a connection to the studios in Hilversum.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How's the communication done with the studio in Hilversum? Do you have a telephone here? Or you have him outside?
Oh, yeah. We have a telephone here.
Telephone?
Yeah.
And very old-fashioned telephone.
Very old-fashioned telephone. There's a wake-up button over here. And if you push that button, you'll hear a...
Centraal Post Hilversum.
Yes. Hilversum. I want to make a connection to Radio Nederland Wereldomroep. One moment, please. And then you did this again. And you had... Then there was Hilversum calling.
Hilversum calling. And no satellite.
No satellites at all. All analog telephone lines. Two lines. One for telephone and one for high quality music.
When did you start working on it?
2011. Yeah.
How long did it take to fix it?
Almost a year to redo everything, to restore everything. Every tape machine, everything had to be cleaned. The car was already clean, but the equipment was in a bad state.
He says, how difficult is operating radio in a way like 60 years ago? I think he means that the broadcast we did today was actually only using the van, but that's not what we did. Right?
No, we didn't use the van only, but it's quite easy. Yeah. If you know analog techniques, it's no problem at all. Only the switchboard has some difficulties. You need to know beforehand.
Well, why did you set up the? For one thing, I know there's no record player in the car.
There's one record player, a very small trio track.
It's underneath the table.
Underneath the table, it's also working. But the problem is, if you want to do everything live from here, you have to switch the records very fast or pre-record them on tape, and that's a hell of a job.
Yeah. Today you used some vintage equipment outside the van as well.
Yeah.
From the same era.
Just to make sure. Well, it's almost from the same era.
Some mixers
and the turntables, German EMT or Swiss EMT 930 turntables, and one Rayfox tape machine.
Old one.
It's a PR99 and one Sonyfex card machine.
Yeah.
Vintage also already.
Nobody
knows cards nowadays.
But back in 1958, that was like magic.
Yeah, it was like magic. They had a Spotmaster, but I don't know if I don't think they had it in the Wereldomroep.
Hey, thank you.
Ding. Vijf.
Tot zover dit programma Radio Nederland Wereldomroep 70 jaar. En wij bedanken vooral onze luisteraars die de vele hartelijke reacties naar ons toesturen. Het programma werd gemaakt door Leon Keizer, Jan Oosterveen, Bob van Beten, Wendy Davenvoorde, Ruud Koeze, Pieter Damhagen, Paul Brouwer, Mark van Amstel, Bart van Leeuwen, Ray Hill, Milton Ivan Zak, Wim van der Water en Arjen Dalenberg. We bedanken de volgende mensen voor de medewerking. Hanneke Dinocenti, Ruud Woezek, Johan Kenting, Harm ten Brink, Alex van der Hoek en natuurlijk de familie Kaptein, Kees Dekker en alle vrijwilligers van dit automuseum hier in Schagen. Het programma werd mede mogelijk gemaakt door HTC Communicatie en Marketing, Radio Paradijs, shortwaveservice.com, Telco Webhosting, Extra FM, mediapages.nl en het automuseum in Schagen. Mijn naam is Frank Ruijker. Ik neem afscheid van u en ik wens u namens ons allen hier in Schagen een heel prettige avond verder. En dit was dan een aandenken aan Radio Nederland Wereldomroep.
Zo.
Staan, hè? Staan.
Dankjewel, Frank. Hartstikke bedankt. Heel leuk om te doen.
Ja. Zet het leuk.
Mooi.